This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu and Audrey Raj.
With you for about another half an hour or so. If you'd like to get in touch with the show via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. On Twitter and Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Our question of today is, what is the best piece of leadership advice that your mother has given to you when you were growing up? Keep those messages coming in. We'll get to some a little bit later on. But for now, let's move on to our next story, Audrey, all about the most underused resource in America.
Yes, and it's related to moms too. So here's the thing. American clothing company Patagonia, its founder, Yvon Chouinard, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He is widely admired as a true visionary among CEOs in the US. When he was interviewed about a range of topics relating to managing or motivating employees, at the end of that interview, he was asked, if you were starting a company today, what would you do to create the best possible workplace? And this was his response. I would search out older women as employees, ones that have already raised families and are looking for something to do. These people live within a budget. They are aggressive. They are honest. You can't find better employees. They are one of the most underused resources in America. That's what he had to say. Now, he's written a book called Let My People Go Surfing. That's the name of his book. And he talks about how he has this philosophy towards his employees. He said, all I care about is that the job gets done and the work is excellent. If you come in at 7 at night because you went surfing at 2 in the afternoon, that's fine with me. But it cannot impact your fellow worker. And Srinar's workforce is 75% women. He established one of the early on-site childcare centers, and he is famously dedicated to environmental causes both in action and through his policy. He even donates 1% of sales to them. And women, the point of this whole article was that women in this pool often have strong educational credentials, significant work experience. They have high energy levels. They have unbeatable enthusiasm about returning to work precisely because they've been away for a while. We're talking about moms, elderly women who are coming back, you know, after taking a break to raise their children. They just can't wait to get back. Plus, think about their life stage. Right. Fewer or no maternity leave. They've done all that already. That's why they took a break. They have fewer spousal relocations, there's no need for that. And also, they have a more mature perspective. And they're also called relaunchers, you know, this segment of the population. And they are not trying to find themselves, you know, at the employer's expense. They are more grounded than the new graduate and are actually better candidates for positions requiring an advisory or consultative approach.
I like this guy. You know, I almost want to go out there and buy something from Patagonia.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing, right? I did an interview with Sally Raj from Robert Walters exactly 2 years ago. I think it was for Mother's Day as well. And it was about a white paper that Robert Walters did on returning women to the workforce. And the stats were just ridiculous. 58% of women surveyed said that they had taken a break at some time in their career. And 52% of hiring managers in Malaysia are refusing to hire returning women. Wow. So why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah. So you know that almost 60% of women take a break at some time in their career, but more than 50% of hiring managers don't want to bring these women back into the workforce.
Did we go on to find out why?
Yeah. So they say, I think it's that perception that, you know, people, these women are going to be slow. They're not going to pick up things as quickly. There's this skills gap as well. They feel like, you know, you're just not up to date, I guess. You know, you're not current with what's going
because
on in the workforce.
Because you've taken a break.
You know, so that is the perception that I'm not saying hiring managers have, but maybe managers in corporations and things like that. But you know, these women, these returning moms, they are just awesome at multitasking, and that hiring managers also said that they have this eagerness that is just, you know, you just can't compare. They want to get back into the workforce. They've come back to the workforce now with this whole new set of skills to multitask, to juggle, to manage. And they really want to contribute because, you know, they've done that thing at home already.
Yeah.
And now
we're
back and we want to further our own purpose. We want to be part of a bigger picture, right? Mm. And so they are ideal candidates. And the issue is that you know, there's this perception out there that they're either too slow or they're not going to pick up fast enough.
I would have thought it would be the money thing, you know, like of a certain nation, they expect certain salaries. But for those reasons alone, and this is where, you know, the blind spots or what they call it, unconscious bias, or maybe it is very conscious bias, right? That people don't take into consideration. And what do you do, right? Because there's no law against that. You know, you can give an excuse not to hire the person. But, you know, definitely, you know, I would think like a lot of people who will come back will probably be from mid-30s and above. Right? That's not old. Jeez. You know,
it better not be.
Yeah, it's not.
Go on, Odds. I'm not giving you a chance to have an old joke yet. You know,
not today, Rich. I'm feeling kind today.
Oh, okay. No, it annoys me, you know, this kind of 58% or whatever it is. When we're talking, it's 2019, first and foremost. And we've been talking about how we need to get more women back into the workplace, especially here in Malaysia, and especially into management positions. And women of that age who have been through all of that, who come with all of these skills, are ideal candidates to move into management positions, you know. And these are things that should be really considered, not just discarded, because some guy sat behind his desk thinks, oh, you know, she's a bit past it. You know, what kind of rubbish is that, really?
I think also it's maybe because they feel that, you know, whatever it is that once you become a mother, like your priorities are going to be family. Yeah. And that doesn't mean you're going to pay enough attention to work. But,
you know, I mean, maybe they're worried that after you've had one kid, oh, she's going to want another one, or she's going to want another one. You know, and I can understand why some people might think that, but that should not be a reason to stop women or, you know, put them in a different category.
And even if they want another one, so what?
So what, exactly?
It doesn't take away from your skills and what you have to offer to your employer, does it?
No.
It
Unfortunately, shouldn't. It's only the women who can bear the children, because we love it to give it to the men too, you know?
I say nothing on that point. Right. Okay. To go back to...
Happy Mother's Day
for yesterday. To go back to our topic of discussion very quickly before I get, steamroll it over in here. The question we're asking today is, what was the best piece of leadership advice that your mother gave to you? And we've had a message from David Toe over on WhatsApp, who says, when you do something, do it well and ask yourself if you've done your best. Simple, but you know, it's very accurate. You know, have you done your best? Have you worked the hardest that you can do when you're doing something simple?
Good mother.
Yeah. Okay, it's time for a short break. We've got music coming up from Queen with Tie Your Mother Down. I'm not so sure how that works out in the whole theme of things. But when we come back, our final story of the day, the big business of loneliness. We'll have a little bit of a chat about that. Very quickly, if you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, we're still at BFM Radio. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with Enterprise Biz Bytes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.